Milchilcha Shabbos, Simon Shin Samach Beis, page 432, Rish Tezayin LeBeis, Eizah Mechitza Kruy Mechitza Tata, which partition is called a Mechitza that allows one to carry, but you'd be Sifim in this 12 paragraph. Sifal, Ko Mechitza Shle Nasas Lode Betoich, any partition that's not made to dwell inside of it, for residential purposes, it's only just to be discreet, or to protect what's inside of it, or to sit there to watch the fields. It is a partition to be able to carry what's inside of it. But it's not a mechitza to make what's inside of it considered enclosed residential purposes, if it's more than the area based assignment. Okay, therefore, Elon. A tree, shad enough of yerdin lamata, where its branches come down. Im einam gevoyim shleishim anaretz, if they're not 3 tvachim above the ground. Vikaran b'makom shemachbaran leilan hu gevoy asar. Now, and the trunk, where they're attached to the tree, hu gevoy asar is 10 tvachim high. Chashu mechitz, that's considered a partition. Look, we'll talk, you're allowed to carry throughout. That's if you fill up the airspace between the branches. But itzav and bekash with wood or with straw. The yikshar and ofim, and you tie the branches. You need meruach that the wind doesn't blow it. Because any partition that can't not withstand a common wind, any mechitza is not considered a partition. Now, v'davkad beis esayim. That's specifically up until beis esayim. I'll be using beis esayim, but more than beis esayim, no. I fill in the toilet kach even if it's planted for this purpose. Kimechin also lo de b'teichik. It's not meant to dwell inside of it, just to take cover in the shade, lishma asadus, to protect the fields. Says the Mishrusiv Katan Aleph, all mechitzas that are not made to dwell inside that area, ela litznias only for tznias. Again, mechitzas shaisin lanur sham l'shalak. For example, a wall that is meant to rest over there temporarily. We have chetzav avonim, abanoim, the builders and those who are chiseling the stones. And they eat and stand over there just temporarily, just to have some protection. The end of mechitza is dira. That's not a partition of residence. It's a partition of just for some cover. Sivkat and bays. Or just to protect what's inside of it. It's meant to like put over the fruit and vessel kids, but similar things. Sivkot and Gimel, or to sit over there to watch the fields. It's mechitza to carry what's inside of it, but not to make what's inside of it considered mukav ladira if it's more than mitzvah. That through the enclosure of the partitions, mutla tatal, you let it carry b'chol toich shetach mechitza throughout the entire area of the mechitza. It's not more than mitzvah. Master custom this city writes Hilkahil and Mahulu, therefore a tree, etc. Kamanasa, what it means to say is a master seemed to be safe. And this city concluded at the end, but yes, Mitzahim Mahulu, that however, it's more than Mitzahim, that's what he goes to explain with the case of the tree. So they've cut and doubt. So he said, if you have a tree that the branches come down, if Einim Gevayim Shleisha Mahulu, if they're not 3 tvachim above from the ground, Dabba Kalavala Art, so it's like considered love, but connected, extended to the ground, Sivkot and hay, and the trunk, the place where they're attached to the tree, who gavaya b'chulu is 10 tvachim high. What then? Same thing is in gavaya 10 tvachim. If it's not 10 tvachim high, but makom shemachaman ilan, where they're attached to the tree, elisha be'emtze gavaya 10 tvachim. But in at least in middle, the branches are at least 10 tvachim high. So kakeshes, because they're made like a bow, so it goes up and comes down. Ach. Bainkach, but be that as it may, so at least Gamkin Rechabah Bar Tvachim has to be 4 Tvachim wide, but Makam Shagavayin Asar Tvachim, at least by the point where the 10 Tvachim high, the Merechabah Bar Tvachim, because if they're 4 Tvachim wide, Rak Makam Namach Mesa only on the lower area of the Carmelis, so then it would be considered as a Carmelis, and would not be able to be considered as a area that you could carry throughout. Sivkat and Vav. So then it's considered as a mechitza, and the mutl tal b'kul, you let it carry throughout, and that is a philip makam shengibay said tvachim, even where it's not 10 tvachim high. That will carry shus yachad, then it's considered the crevices of a shus yachad, or shus yachad domain, it's considered like a shus yachad, it's not like we said, it's a mishim mei, siv dal.
But, siv cut and zayin, the stipulation is b'ushi ma'ala b'kul, that it should fill up the airspace between the branches with wood or with straw, tie the branches that the wind doesn't move it, because any mechitza that cannot withstand the regular common wind is not considered a mechitza. I know that is dal deha milui, through the filling up, mischazik mechitza, the partition becomes strengthened, shalit is not dal deha ruch, that it doesn't shake through the wind. But for lachim, and so bin gamkin kasher zanofim be'aretz b'shvozeh, that you have to tie the branches to the ground for this reason. But Sharatin is hey, he brings this from the Gemara Sukkot of Chadama Beis. However, the Gemara doesn't mention tying. Shulchan Aruch itself, it would be possible to explain that the reason for the filling is because at times you have between the branches more than three tefachim. However, the Gemara doesn't sound like this. It says tzarchin a little bit on the Lashon of the Rambam that from him is for sure where the Torah and the Mechaber quotes from. Where does he get this from? Sif Katan Ches. Now, this is Dafka until Beis Asayim. But Yosef Vechul, but more than Beis Asayim, then no. Where the branches are very long. Or you have a bunch of trees near each other, and therefore you have such a large area underneath these branches. So if cotton tests, a fill in the tolakach, even if it was planted for that purpose, to take cover in its shade. So if cotton, but since not made for dwelling inside of it, just to take cover in its shade to protect the fields. Now, let's say you filled in the straw for the purposes of literally of making a residence. Even if the tree was not planted with that, from the kasha, most of the wall is from the straw. Then it would be considered as enclosed residential premises. Look at the Shabbos. Siv Beis, tell Shagavoy Chamisha. If you have a pile, a mound that's 5 tefachim high, Bishlim Lassar, and it was completed to 10 tefachim. We are Shasla of Mechitza Gavoy Chamisha, we mean on top of it a partition that's 5 tefachim high. Chashuv Mechitza Latalta is considered as a partition to carry, Ulachodava, and for all halachas. Siv Kon Yurav, tell Shagavoy Chamisha that's 5 tefachim above min the earth from the ground. Well, then something is Chalit Shahamak Chamisha tefachim, you have a ditch that's 5 tefachim deep. Basal Svasachart, and you made it on the edge of the ditch, Mechitza Gavoy Chamisha, a wall that's 5 tefachim high. And start from Lechash, Mechitza Shalzah. They combine to be considered as a wall of 10 tefachim. Siv katan yud beis, which also love that you made on it, hainu, that is al svasa tail on the edge of the mountain, which Sharatin Aizayin says, look about locha and the maschal shasa love. Siv katan yud gimel. Chashuv mechitza is considered as mechitza, shem starv goiv hatel, where you combine the height of the mound, laha mechitza, to the partition, laha shem asra tefachim, to complete the 10 tefachim. Siv katan yud dal, la taltal, to carry, because the teich mechitza is mechshav, because shusha yachad gamer, within the mechitza is considered as a bonafide, which is zirka, shem mutl taltal, the teich that you're permitted to carry inside of it. Siv katan tezov, luchot dovem, for all things, handed that is gamel, in hefzik shtech atzeres, regarding separating two courtyards, kamabul, kamal, gusil, iran, simit shenayin beis, siv vav. That any machitza that's not made to live inside of it, only the sneas or to protect what you put inside of it, says look at Mishabrua and Siv Katan Beis, which is Mitzayin to look at this Bealacha. Now, according to this Lachaira, a structure that is made to put in over there grain or other type of merchandise, which is called a magazine, which is a machsan, which is some type of a storage. If it's more than Beis Asayim, has a lacha like a karfef, because it's not made just, you know, protect and not to dwell inside of it. And that's similar to Rechava, that's behind the houses, the backyards, which was made to put over there wood for storing. And even so, the Gemara says, Nafchav Dala, that you need to have by Rechava that the house should be open into there, and also it has to be that it was opening before the enclosure. But if not, you're right. It wouldn't be considered as a deer. But however, it says what you have to discuss regarding this is like this, because maybe since it's roofed, it's better than Rechava, than just a backyard. Or the Rashi Nafchav Beis, you see explicitly that when it's not made for residence, even when it's roofed, is not effective. However, the Ikka Dik of Rashi, from this, that it says, Kaldir Shatashmish La'avar, etc., and that's where it's from. Look in the Rambam, the beginning of practice design, that he writes, for example, at gardens and orchards and some surrounds an area, etc., it sounds like that it doesn't explain like the way Rashi explains. According to him, you know, you could say that when it's roofed, it does not have a name on the carpet funded in all cases. Notice you could say that a significant structure like this Machsan is different, even according to Rashi, where it can't apply to it the name of a carpet at all. He says, afterwards, he says, I found the Prima God that is not sure regarding this idea if it is roofed. Look over there in the Ishla Avram, Mishpat says, but at least it would seem obvious that if in that structure utilize also other, you know, home household needs, then it would be considered in Diras Adam in all cases, and it would be considered as a regular residence. And the Maskat Elishma Sadis, or it's, you know, the walls are just to protect the fields. Look at the Bach, it's Brudnal Rabban Tayyib Shabbat, that is inclined that if the Shomer, the guard, sits over there day and night, and he doesn't go to sleep at home at night, then they would be included in Diras Adam and to have those leniencies. The Maskal Shein Yechay Lamed, where any Mechitza that cannot withstand the common wind is not a Mechitza, even if he makes it in his house where there is no wind, so Tayyib Shabbat still, it's not a Mechitza. The mask of Dafkat Beis Asayim, that this is all up until Beis Asayim, and then it's permitted even if you didn't plant it originally for that, because the mechitza is made by itself, is mechitza, says the Gemara. The mask of Teshu Gemara Chamisha Bechulu from Sebeis, a mound that's 5 tefachim high and you make it total of 10 with walls, says what you have to be in doubt is if the mount you don't need that it should be five tefachim specifically vertical, like the way we say in general, that if it gathers to a height of 10 tefachim with four amas, so then it's considered as Rosh HaSiyachim. Now, it's possible that the same thing is also over here, if it gathers five tefachim from two amas, and you combine to the mechitza that's above it, or maybe, no, as long as the mountain does not go up a height of 10 tefachim, so then it's still considered kavin utility, a little bit to walk, and you cannot combine it to the mechitza. And here it's talking about where you must say that the mountain is vertical, straight up. Another doubt is, if the mountain was less than 3 tefachim, and with the mechitza it's going to be 10 tefachim, if it becomes true that Rosh HaSiyachim, because maybe since less than 3 tefachim it's bottled to Rosh HaSiyachim, it comes out that you made a mechitza only of 8 tefachim on Rosh HaSiyachim. The Maskel Shasa Olav, so it says, look, Mishmarus of Kotin Yud Beis, where he was mitzayin to look over here, that we explain, that you make at the edge of the mountain. That is, when the mountain is vertical. Now, if you distance from the edge less than 3 tefachim, so that's also obvious that it's going to combine with the mechitza. However, if you distance from the edge 3 tefachim, and for sure 4 tefachim or more, then you have to look into the gulchayra, it wouldn't be effective. It's similar to what Burton Shinon Chesed Vav, that if you distance the new wall from the old wall 3 tefachim, so then it doesn't combine with it. And there it's to be lenient, and therefore over here it should be as a stringency. Or maybe that we consider as if the mountain was made in such a way that it goes up first 5 tefachim, and then you distance 3 tefachim or more, and then goes up 5 tefachim, that's logical that it would combine, because as long as it gathers 10 tefachim within 4 amas. For the words of Vilna Goyin and Shin and Chesed based on the Haggah, in this question there on the Trumas Edition, it sounds like it does combine. Maybe Trumas Edition, that it makes such a differentiation. Some of the Dershu is Dershu number 1. We see from the words of Mishabura that through the filling, it strengthens the mechitza that it shouldn't shake through the wind, that through the shaking itself, that already disqualifies the mechitza. That's what he writes later on, Tefer Shlamet Sefkot Memches, regarding someone makes a sukkah between the trees, that if the wind shakes the branches, the sukkah is possible, even if the wind does not have the power to totally collapse it. However, it sounds like from his words over there, that if the mechitza doesn't shake but just a little bit, it does not become disqualifying. That's what Aruch HaShulchan writes. The davka, a strong shaking, like the branches of the tree that shakes here and there without any stopping, that disqualifies the mechitza, but we're not concerned for just a little bit shaking. Pinchas Nish is that the mechitza does not become disqualified, only that through the wind, it distances the branches one from the other 3 tefachim, and then nullifies the mechitza. Then, because then even when the branches are not shaking, it does not have a lach of mechitza. That's what sounds like that the Tzeis HaShabbos holds in Shin Samach Gimel, and Prima Godim over here, and in Shin Samach Gimel. Now regarding curtains, Shulchan Aruch writes in Tefresh Lamed Siv Yud regarding Sukkah that it's not appropriate to make the walls from curtains without any rods, even if you tie it tight, because at times they get dislodged without your awareness. Aruch HaShulchan over here sounds like that. Also, the same thing would apply to Mechitzas of Shabbos. Another thing to Shabbos over here writes, it's possible you could differentiate between Sukkah, since it's made for 7 days, so we're concerned that in the abundance of days, the curtains will get dislodged without being aware, and Shabbos, which is one day, and then we're not concerned it's going to become dislodged, and that's the sound like from the Chayyadim. Dish number 2, Mishmur said that if most of the walls are from the straw, and you did it for the purposes of making it for residential purposes, then it's considered Mokub Ladira. Now, this requires that most of the walls should be made from the straw, so to consider as Mokub Ladira. The Tzeis HaShabbos wonders, because since without the straw, the branches would shake in the wind, and it's not called at all a mechitza, comes out that the whole mechitza is really only being made through the straw that strengthens the branches. If that's the case, even when it's not most of the wall from the straw, it would still be should be considered as Mokub Ladira. The answer is that it's talking about where first he tied the branches that the wind doesn't blow it, and it's still a part of Ruba, it's still more open than closed. And then we have to make most of the wall through the filling of the straw. Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that this that you need to have to fill up most of the wall is talkman in the case that you don't have the length of the area more than 10 amas, but if the length is more than 10 amas, it's considered as Mokub Ladira, even if you don't fill up most of the wall, as Burton Shulchan Aruch and Shinon Chesed Beis, we're going to Karfif. Dish number 3, the Pinchas Nish is that this that something is roofed does not remove it from the halacha of a karmelis. And we discussed this in Mishbura and Shinon Chesed cut and Dalet. Dish number 4, Chas Nish writes that's not understood. Be'alacha says, Akapan, they're pasha that if in this binyan you use also other tzarchei beis, okay, this machsan, it's including diras adam in all cases. So it says, which utility is the bi'alacha talking about? So it seems obvious that it doesn't help any utility just to consider as diras adam only if you use it on a regular basis. However, if someone sleeps there, let's say they have these back rooms in the summer months and not in the winter months, it's possible it's considered dira also for the winter months. Looking at Dumas, Sin, Shin, Ches, we proved that La Locha, also according to Chaz Nish, is considered as dira even when utilized over the other household utilities, and it's not specifically when you sleep over there in the regular away. It also writes that if this machsan, this back room is close to the house, then it's considered as a dira, because since the house is open to it, and even if there's a chatzar or a karfav that separates between it and the house, because since they're also considered as a dira through the pesach and the bayis that's open to them. However, if between the machsan and the bin and between the house there's a garden or a karmelis or a shesram, then it's not considered that the house is open and into it and has a halacha like a karmelis. Now, if what separates between them is someone else's property, it's possible that it's not considered the house is open into it, even if he has Rishus to go through there, and it remains with a tzarchin on that. Addition number five, the Pinchas Nish is that if a mechitza is standing in a place that there's no common wind over there, so it's considered as mechitza, even if it's so weak that if there was wind, then the mechitza would not be able to withstand in front of it, because the mechitza that shakes in the wind is not disqualified because it's weak, only because of the movement and the shaking, and therefore there's no difference whether if it doesn't shake because of itself or whether because some other wall is protecting it that doesn't shake. However, the Chaznesh concludes it's possible that it's not the way of people to make a permanent wall in such a flimsy way so much that a common wind would shake it, and therefore maybe it's not considered a mechitza only as a temporary utility. Addition number six, if the mountain gathers in a way that the bottom five tvachim are in a slant, that you gather five tvachim from three amas, and above them the slant gathers five tvachim from an amma, or even if the mechitza is vertical, Tosh Shabbos holds that the bottom five tvachim combine to the upper one, and it's considered as a mechitza that has a height of 10 tvachim, because Maisa, at the end of the day, it gathers 10 tvachim within Dalai Lamas. However, in Bir Halacha, it sounds like that he's not sure specifically in the case that where the five tvachim gathers from two amas, then the slope is very sharp, like the slope of the mountain that gathers. But if the slope gathers five tvachim from three amas, then the bottom five tvachim do not combine to the upper ones, and that's also put in the chaznish. And the next comment, lechayv the word of Mishbur, would seem that the halacha maslaka yud metechdalt is a shir klali, it's a general shir in all mechitzas. You have to look into this further. Lechayv also the second topic of the halacha, in the way that the mountain has less than three tvachim, is talking about specifically when it's very sharp slant, like the slant of like a telemaslaka. Which tradition number seven, Pinchas Nish, is that there's no difference between a mound on top of a mound to a mechitza that's on top of a mound. And if the mechitza is far from the tel, they don't combine together as one. He's not sure whether if the shear of the distance that it doesn't combine is three or four tvachim. The conclusion of his opinion is that if it is not far one from the other, four tvachim, they combine to be one mechitza. We're discussing Bir Halacha and Shinun Chas Sebeid, the Maslam Kasha. Now, the side of the Machlik is according to Chaz Nish, the idea of Maslaka Yubitech Dalad is a shear of the Medrin, of the slope. In such a measurement, the Medrin is considered as a straight mechitza, where he writes in Simnai and Gimel and Simnai Kof Ches. And therefore, it's not possible to learn from this a shear for the combination of parts of mechitzas. According to Mishabura, the idea of Tal Maslaka is Halacha in the combination of parts of mechitzas, that up until this measurement, they combine together as one. The very writes that even when there's a hafsek in the middle of the mechitza, if in the total it gathers 10 tvachim from four amas, then they're going to combine together as one.